This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So the stats on COVID, as we continue to kind of deal with this in a positive way, understanding where it came from and not letting us be cowed by the Chinese or the World Health Organization. Apparently, we had a problem in December of 2019, right? And we didn't
really know.
So what was it called? Did they didn't know what it was then?
They didn't know. Yeah, because they're now going back and they're testing. They've tested different, you know, samples, and they found antibodies. And the interesting thing is these samples were not in New York and Seattle, which were the two main, the first big hotspots.
Yeah.
This was Illinois, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Wow.
So people were coming up with this, like, strange, you know, pneumonia-type virus, and no one knew how to treat it. Mm-hmm. I mean, my friend's husband was down in Miami the last weekend in January, like, leading up to the Super Bowl, which was the first weekend in February. He came home, and he was sick for 3.5 weeks. He went to the doctor 4 different times. They put him on, three different antibiotics, and he just couldn't kick it. And then finally, he went to an infectious disease specialist, and he said, "You have some virus that we just don't know what it is yet." And then, poof, a month later, it was COVID, and everybody, the world shut down. So there were a lot of places that just had these little early hotspots and were kind of just now fully identifying
certifying. If the Chinese had any integrity at all and had let the rest of the world know what was going on, could we have, I'm asking a question which I have an answer to, but I wonder, going around the room to Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, could we have avoided the kind of shutdown that we experienced for well over a year? If there had been time to prepare.
I mean, I think a lot of the shutdown was done for power, for political power.
I
don't believe that the shutdown was done in the name of science.
Yeah.
It's very arbitrary.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places where there were shutdowns, it didn't work. I live in California. We were shut down first, opened last this week, actually, and we still had a huge outbreak of cases. So,
see, it didn't work in New York, and it didn't work in California. And I don't know what the difference was, except I remember, Jen, last year you saying that Gavin Newsom was so stupid, he shut down every bit of outdoor activity and forced people to gather indoors in their homes.
Yeah, maybe.
You shut down outdoor dining. You shut down anything where people can sort of feel a little bit normal. Like, New York went right into outdoor dining mode, and parks were open. Everything was open, but just outside. So
yeah.
I think that was a huge difference.
Probably a huge difference. I think the one thing that Newsom got right better than Cuomo is that he didn't put a lot of sick people in nursing homes. There was a lot of that. But, you know, I think we're going to look back and we're going to say, okay, this was right, this was wrong. And I think that's absolutely right. I think that's one of the things that we'll look back on. But as far as COVID goes, and I can't remember where we were going on this now. So we were talking about.
If the Chinese had any integrity at all, and the world knew what they had done, but they did it on purpose. Exactly.
Yeah, don't forget that back in September, what was it, October, I think, they had cases of this already. That's probably when the breach happened at the lab. They had every opportunity, you know, and people are wondering about, you know, what their role was in this. And look, I don't think any of us can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt whether or not China released this purposely or not. Clearly it was lab created. Clearly it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But were they trying to do it on purpose is a question, but it doesn't even matter when you realize that if this had been accidental, China should have been a good world citizen and they should have stepped up.
But they
and there's all the proof that you need is that they stopped their domestic travel in China, but they kept open their international travel so that they could spread this throughout the world. They also immediately, once they realized what was going on, bought up all of the PPE so that they could make deals with people like they did in France, and it's a deal I go back with because it doesn't get a lot of attention. They made a deal with Emmanuel Macron in France saying, we'll give you PPE that he desperately needed for his country, but you have to let 5G in. You have to let in our Huawei technology that is so controversial. And so Macron did because he needed masks. He needed stuff to take care of his people. So he made a bad deal allowing China into the country. Yeah.
Yep.
So if anybody, you know, has any questions about whether or not they helped stop the spread, I think all you have to do is look at their actions. The fact that they won't let even the World Health Organization
in. So they're
in.
Controlling the world now. They want to take over the world. Basically, they're controlling the world. I thought it was interesting. The former director of the CDC, a fellow named Dr. Robert Redfield, said that Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Mr. Dr. Fauci, has been clinging tightly to these theories. But the hypothesis that the world has come up with that differs from him and what he has said.
He's involved. Fauci's got to go. He's been compromised.
Yeah, I'm really surprised
he has lied to the American people, and he's done it time and time again. So his use is gone. He should not be protected anymore. He should be out. There's no way that we should be listening to him for advice when he's clearly not ready to be honest about this scandal.
Yeah, it's time for him. Yeah, I agree with you. He's long since worn out his welcome.
He's still clinging to the bat.
Yeah, right. That's
well, no,
what I'm
he
saying.
Changed that. He said that it was the lab.
He said maybe. He said maybe it's possible, but that his inclination would be that it was still natural, that it came through the bat.
So I didn't hear him say that. I heard him say that he welcomed a full investigation into the lab and that was a possibility. That
why
was
not?
What he
okay,
was
so maybe towards. He said that and I haven't heard him say it. Why not?
He
why
said
now?
It under testimony. I think he and Rand Paul were going on one of their little
right. That was when he said that he'd be open to two options, two paths. And so I have not heard him say what you said. So, you know, as far as saying on the line that he believes that it was created in a lab, I've heard him say that he doesn't think the gain of function research exists, that he wasn't doing it, he wasn't funding it. Yet if you go and look up the public records, you can see that he was. The guy is a liar. He's lost his credibility.
All right, in a moment, let's talk about where we are, if there's something new in terms of election rules, laws. There's a lot of stuff going on. We haven't talked much about it. Candidates running for office and what they can expect, what you can expect as we continue to focus on voters and how your state is going to handle elections. It still is a very hot potato, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. It's 13 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so let's see what we can expect. New York has 8 major mayoral candidates So how is that? I'm using that as an example, but there's a Senate election in Alaska. There are a lot of different both Republican and Democratic candidates for major offices. It's an even year, so it's a third of the Senate is replaced, and all the House members are up for re-election. There are a lot of governors who are running, and nobody, I'm nosing around here, I don't see that anybody really even knows what's going on. A lot of controversy, a lot of hyperbole, a lot of misinformation about some of these, the new process, if you will. What I continue to be frustrated with is that there's no simple ways, that there's nobody who's come up with a simple solution to the problem. We've made it more difficult because we've tried to make it more inclusive, and instead of being more inclusive, it seems to me anyway, you can make an argument it's less inclusive, or there's more chance for fraud. Trying to bring people in then opens up the gates to make it more fraudulent. So is there anything that has that's coming around to basically look like a fix for this? Because I don't watch as closely as you do, Jennifer, and probably Victoria as well. I just look at the things that will affect. I'm frustrated all the time because the system is so bad and so corrupt, and so it's upsetting to me because this ought to be, this is the basic thing about America, being able to vote, educating yourself as to who to vote for or what issues to vote for or what way you're comfortable. But most people, the things become so corrupt and complicated. All you have to do is look at whenever there is a, there's an issue on the ballot, you're challenged to try to understand what it is they're trying to get you to vote on. And it's, that's corrupt in and of itself.
I've had to sit there, you know, I've kind of made this my job over the last few years of trying to study politics and initiatives and try to figure out what's going on. And when the ballot initiatives come out, I have to sit there like 14 times reading through it. Okay, well, a yes means no, a no means yes. Yeah. That shouldn't be how
where
it is.
Where did ranked choice come from, too, by the way? Where did that come from?
That's an idea that's floated. I'm not sure how I feel about ranked choice. To be honest, I haven't because
it's
not an
start?
Option.
I know it just kind of flopped in front
of
us one day.
The state of Maine has done it for a long time.
Yeah.
New York City
and
now
New York
for this,
plays with the idea, right?
They're doing it now. This is the new voting system. So essentially, Eric Adams is the guy in the front. He's the leader right now. He's the Brooklyn Borough president. And so Andrew Yang, who was the 2020 presidential candidate, had gotten a lot of steam in the beginning, and now he's dropped down to fourth place. And so essentially, ranked choices, you literally go and you rank your choices. So instead of picking one candidate, you go, all right, this
so
is the guy
my
on
number
first,
one
and
candidate,
then this is my number two choice,
two.
And then number three. Okay. Yeah. Right, but Jen, California's done it for a long time, right?
We haven't done ranked choice. No, we don't do ranked choice. No.
We have primaries.
We have primaries where essentially political party doesn't matter. So you can vote when you have a primary, usually or traditionally, Democrats vote for Democrats, Republicans vote for Republicans, and then the top one in each of those categories goes head to head in a general election. That's not how it works in California. In California, you can vote for whoever you want, but you vote for one person, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. So that means that top two vote getters, so you're not, most of the elections are not going to be a Democrat against a Republican. They'll be two Democrats because of the demographics.
So in a sense, it's a little bit like a ranked choice, but it's not full on.
Because ranked choice is you're going to pick your candidates and you're going to rank them, right? And that's how it's, yeah. So your end result could be the same, but your process to get there is different.
Got it. All right, trending on the DJV podcast, the download at djvshow.com, is a focus on Christopher Maloney's butt. Among other things.
It's the best podcast we've ever done.
It is. It depends on your focus in life, Jennifer, I guess, much as anything else. Rob Riggle, the actor, we talk about him and his relationship with his estranged wife, who's apparently spying on him. Let's see here. And Marjorie Taylor Greene apologizes for sounding like a kind of a dummy. Chrissy Teigen as well. Blake and Gwen, are they getting married? All that important stuff trending. You can catch it on the Daily DJV podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It is 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we got 23 after the hour now, and it's trending time. Jay Kirshner here with the trending stories and the reminder. You got a couple of more days to enter to win that very special Works Father's Day prize package. So, Jay, how are we doing on enlisting people to engage so they get a chance at these prizes?
Seeing the stories of how either things have differed from Father's Day celebrations last year versus this year. Some people things have stayed the same. Anybody can get in on this, and you can get your chance to win the Father's Day prize pack, Works Tools, a circular saw, an electric pressure washer, total prize pack valued at $370. Just get in on this at DJ V Shows our handle, Facebook, Instagram. And really, that's all you have to do to enter. Just tell us how things are similar or different from last year's celebrations versus this year's celebrations.
All right. What do we think? This is trending of the governor in Florida signing a bill requiring public school youngsters to have a moment of silence every day. What do we think about it? I had that when I was in school.
I did too. So this is supposed to be at least a minute, not to go more than 2 minutes, just a day of silence. Governor DeSantis was saying that people can choose to pray as they see fit. I personally think it's a great opportunity if kids want to meditate or just have silence, just be still.
Yeah,
unfortunately, when I was little, we had to do this. I hated it, but also it was presented in the form of a punishment. It was like, you kids wouldn't shut up when I told you to be quiet, so we're going to turn off all the lights. Everybody puts their head on their desk, and we're going to have to not talk.
Yeah.
So it was presented as a punishment. So, but as an adult, I think this is a great idea.
You can't even use the term prayer, and it ought not to be about prayer. It ought to be about just calming down. So who's equating this to prayer?
Maybe getting yourself you could probably get yourself in the right mind space, too, right? I mean,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, DeSantis, so in the House bill itself, it doesn't say prayer. It's just a daily moment of silence. But DeSantis was the one that threw prayer in saying, this is a quote, it's important to be able to provide each student the ability every day to reflect and be able to pray as they see
fit. They always go too far. Having a moment of silence is fine. But then when you equate it to prayer or you make that a public statement, there's supposed to be separation from church and state. Prayer is not a part of what...
Why is that bad? I mean, it's not requiring kids to pray.
I think we could use a little more God with the way people are.
Yeah, but don't you think people could use a little more God or whatever that is?
That's not up to me or you to decide.
Your religious beliefs putting on someone else.
Right, but that's up for...
Yeah, but that's up for anyone. You don't have to pray in that
if
minute.
If you have a moment of... Right, they can figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
But God help us, they talk to their parents about it. But to have it be a part of what an elected official says, I think is just...
Yeah, how about parents tell the kids to get off the video games for a moment of silence? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, this should be something at home. I don't know. I don't...
Did kids bring video games to school these days?
Sure. Oh, probably. Yeah. I mean, they're attached to your cell phone, and I know kids are bringing their cell phones in school because I've texted my cousins before, forgetting, oh, wait, you're in school still.
Yeah, wait. Okay. Next up, Mackenzie Scott, who used to be married to Jeff Bezos, has donated a couple of more billion. And who's she giving this to? That's what's trending here, right? In bunches of different organizations?
Over 286 different organizations. She sat down with her now husband and a team of, you know, other super educated people, administrators, advisors.
She's married again already?
Yes. Dan Jewett is her new husband.
Yeah.
Hope they had a prenup.
Yeah, and they evaluated equity-oriented nonprofit teams, and they selected universities, arts and culture organizations, refugee settlement groups, police reform programs, LGBTQ organizations, and more.
She can't give it away fast enough because the value of the Amazon stock goes up faster. She got $38 billion in value in stock when she got divorced, and now it's worth $60.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives away $2 billion here, $3 billion there, and it still keeps going up. So God bless her because she has wonderful intentions. I think that, there was sort of a rumor floating around that Jeff wasn't the only one that was managing to maneuver with somebody else, that she has known this guy for a while. I don't know.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, a story we will keep you updated on throughout the day. A federal judge in Louisiana issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court in Monroe, Louisiana, said the administration does not have the legal right to stop leasing federal territory for oil and gas production without approval from Congress. The Southern Baptist Convention, its largest meeting in decades on Tuesday, elected a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church and defeating an effort to make an issue of critical race theory. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked their next leader as Ed Litton, a pastor from Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today could very well be the make or break point for President Biden's strength as he faces the leader of Russia in Geneva. Backpedaling from calling Putin a killer, Biden now calls him a worthy adversary. From a spy's perspective, former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman tells Fox News what the United States needs to focus on at the summit.
Well, I think, first of all, the summit is an opportunity for President Biden to emphasize the red lines in the United States. Vladimir Putin is on the offensive. He's interfered in our elections. He's used banned chemical weapons against his own people. Both in Russia and overseas. He's launched cyber attacks against us, allowed cyber hacking groups to homestead on his territory and target our critical infrastructure. He's holding American citizens without due process. There's just a litany of issues where our national security interests are in confrontation, and I expect those issues to be discussed. I know the Biden administration wants to get to predictability and stability, but to take a page out of President Reagan's book, you don't get there without demonstrating strength. You don't get any peace without demonstrating you can defend yourself.
Mr. Hoffman explains what Putin is seeking from the summit.
Well, I think Putin's has already gotten what he wants, which is to be perceived as playing on a level playing field with the United States of America. And that enhances his stature at home and abroad in advance of Russia's parliamentary elections. He wants to portray himself as the only one who can defend Russia, the besieged fortress. And that's a supreme benefit to him and his regime's security.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It is a beautiful sunny day where I am here in southern New England. Hopefully the sun is shining brightly on you and in your environment. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jerry, good Doug,
Jerry.
Jay Kirshner. Is there a Jerry Kirshner?
Different universe.
Yes, probably. Change is what we focus on. A lot of things are changing every day. A byproduct of our visit with you every day is that we're focused on things that make your life perhaps a little bit better. Maybe they upset you a little bit. The team here is all about thinking and then doing. So, having said that, those of you who are traveling or planning to travel, have you made your plans? Because if you haven't, chances are you're going to get short-circuited or short-changed, whether it's an airplane trip that you want, or you're renting a car or an RV or going to places. There are really a lot of variants this year in travel. I noticed with interest, Victoria, that the United States government is suing Air Canada because they're not giving refunds to people. Was this part of COVID?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the fact that people weren't able to fly. So what's the problem with Air Canada? They're financial problems? What's the deal?
I don't know if they have financial problems, but I'm also one of these victims. I had a trip. Lewis and I had a trip planned to Toronto in the first weekend of May in 2020, mm-hmm. and obviously yeah. everything was shut down. The border was closed. So I don't know how they're trying to justify not giving me my money back, but they have not. And even when you log in, it's
they
impossible.
They give you credit so you could use the ticket.
Oh, yeah. They said I would have credit that probably already expired because they gave such a short window of when you could use it. Then they extended it. And the reason that this is now a problem and that the U.S. government is involved, and I'm happy they're involved, Air Canada owes me a refund. It's plain and simple. The border was shut down. That was beyond my control. And so it's ridiculous they're not giving people their money back. So now the U.S. government, the U.S. Department of Transportation, is seeking $25.5 million in fines from Air Canada.
So where does that money go? To the people who haven't gotten their money back or into the coffers?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, they've gotten over 6,000 complaints from Air Canada customers who said that they were denied refunds for flights that Air Canada canceled or significantly changed. And the law, the U.S. law, is that if a carrier cancels or significantly changes your flight, you are entitled to a refund. And so this is certainly what happened in our case, but Air Canada has just been dancing around this. It's frustrating. And then until this story popped up, I actually had forgotten that they owe me money because it just feels like I'm not going to get my money back, you know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know where you go with these types of complaints. So now I know it's the Department of Transportation's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection. Who knew that was a thing? I did not. And so apparently these 6,000 American complaints have been enough to get the government involved. Air Canada says that
the
claim
for,
has no merit.
It? To help you? What do you mean it has no merit? Belonging.
That's what Air Canada says. They're vigorously challenging the proceedings.
You should call Mayor Pete.
Right? Yeah.
Call Mayor Pete. Get him onto it. Yeah. That's his job as transportation secretary. So here's
one little add-on here. If you're in the same boat and you had a trip that was canceled on a different airline and they have not given you your refund, the government said, the Department of Transportation said they're going after other airlines as well. So it's not just going to be Air Canada. I had the same issue with United. I wanted a refund, and they only gave me credit, and it was a whole back and forth.
Notorious for that. Yeah, they're awful in that sort of thing. JetBlue passenger said a flight crew member threatened to boot him from the plane after he got a sort of a gift from somebody that was up front in the plane. The fellow in the back got an eye mask from the fellow up front. Flight attendant told him that the business class customer couldn't share the snooze kit with somebody in the back of the plane. Spokesman
for
JetBlue.
Oh, this is the kit that the airline provides?
Yeah, exactly. Give me a break.
Oh,
thank you,
gosh.
Jennifer. You got nothing better to do.
Did you use the wrong bathroom, too? Do you get thrown off the plane?
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is
Here's the thing. If flight attendants want to be flight attendants and they don't want to be in charge of doling out, Chardonnay, that they're really there for our safety, then worry about our safety, not about the eye masks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Just people, they don't have any common sense. And by the way, speaking of that, remember last week or the week before when the Delta flight that was going from L.A. to Memphis got diverted because the guy went bananas in the plane, pounded on the door of the pilot? Remember that? The plane had a
landing. There was another one already since then, yeah.
Well, apparently this guy was a flight attendant that was off duty.
Not the one that was going to Nashville.
Where
there
was
another one.
Going?
Really? I can't remember, but there was another one, and he was a former flight crew member who tried to open the door. The other guy was panicking, trying to get to the pilot to tell him to land the plane. This guy was trying to exit the plane midair. Not a great plan.
No.
He even got on the radio and told people to sit in their seats and get them ready to put on their oxygen masks.
Did he tell them there was a woman in colonial garb on the wing as well? I mean, out of Bridesmaids?
Or William Shatner, who was in that episode of Rod Serling's what is the name of that show?
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Shatner was outside, was one of his first starring roles back in the late 50s. He was on the wing of the plane looking inside while the plane was at 30,000 feet.
Freaky. Why does anyone like that show? It just is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah,
it's so
it really
freaky.
Is. Yep. And then speaking of nightmares, Victoria, there's a lot of footage around. You can go nosing around now. I saw a couple of clips yesterday of unruly passengers fighting either to get on a plane, fighting on the plane, fighting at the airport, when I was talking earlier about how much chaos there is in the, you know, when I get started here with this half hour, talking with a, sort of a brief overview of what it's like to travel, it's become craziness. And
well,
I saw
and it's not just you or us covering these stories. There have been 3,000 incidents of problems in the air or at airports in this year, just in this year alone. And it's a number that far outpaces previous years.
So there's a proposal. The FAA's got a proposal for hefty fines for people that are unruly. Should they stop serving booze on the plane?
They
were doing to try to curtail this stuff, but I don't think that booze is really the main problem.
Yeah, I don't think
because if people are going to get loaded, they're going to get loaded at the airport bar. Yeah. They're not going to wait till the airplane.
These people are fruitcakes, nutcakes that are going crazy on these airplanes. I think what we need to talk about is why so much anger, why people are so crazy over the last year. Were people not keeping
in general
up with their mental health? Yeah. I mean, road rage is a huge story we've been talking about in California and around the country. So there's road rage, there's air rage, there's all of these things. Shootings are up. I mean, come on. What is it? So let's get to the root cause. It's not the booze. It's not the gun. It's not the rocks. It's not the knives. It's not the car. It's the people that are having the issues.
And they are having the issues.
So what do we do?
Because
I don't know. Were they locked down for a year and people are freaking out? Were they not keeping up with their mental health because of the pandemic? Maybe that's a piece. I don't know. Maybe everybody's so angry because everybody's so angry. You know, nobody's happy anymore. I mean, tell me anybody who's happy. I don't find anybody happy. I find angry in it. I find angry. Well, I think even you sound angry sometimes, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
but you can be argumentative at times. And so it's like, I don't know. Look at social media. Is there anybody who's posting happy stuff on social media? No. Everybody's ticked off about it.
I do.
That's why
my Facebook page is all about happy stuff.
I'm convinced, and that's why so many people are reacting to Bennifer being back together, because Jay had said on our text thread, she's like, this is the light and the happiness that people need right now. And I swear people are looking to things like that, because Ben
like
and
that.
Jen look really happy.
Yeah,
and it's nostalgic, too. It's kind of reminiscent of a little bit happier times, the early aughts.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez, she's going to star in a new sci-fi thriller called Atlas. Once again, it'll be on Netflix and not in theaters. So is she filming that thing she was going to do with Armie Hammer?
She wrapped that. Josh Duhamel. That's called Shotgun Wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's going to come out next year. That's a regular movie. And then she has another rom-com that she filmed with Owen Wilson that's also going to be in theaters. That's coming out next year. But she signed a really big deal with Netflix to produce all kinds of content. And this is going to be the first sci-fi movie that she's going to star in for Netflix.
What is the content? She's fighting for humanity in a future where an artificially intelligent soldier has determined the only way to end the war is to end humanity? There you go. Who came up with that idea?
I'm not a sci-fi fan, so as much as I love her, I'm not into this idea.
I did like Debris. That was sci-fi. That was about as far as I dare go, though, in terms of sci-fi. But she's active, man, and she's got her children.
She's on a hot streak.
She's on a hot streak with Ben. It looks like, every time you see a picture, you're right. We were talking about that yesterday. Every time you see a picture of her, it's a big smile. The weather across the country, I made mention of the fact how beautiful it is most areas across the country today, but there's a massive plume of dust. Have you seen this? From the Sahara Desert that is moving across the Atlantic Ocean like a hurricane right now. Basically what it did was it killed a hurricane that was starting south of Bermuda because of the air. It dried out the air, and, you know, the hurricanes are all about humidity, all about rain and moisture. So this thing, but the other side of it, did you see a picture of this? It'll cause symptoms that are pretty similar to COVID in your system if you're around. It will be supposedly getting to Florida in the next few days. The clouds of dust from the Sahara. This is unusual because usually the weather goes the other way. Usually the weather goes from west to east. But this cloud, if you look at the satellite imagery of it, it's a huge, huge cloud that's moving. The end trail is almost into Florida, but the other end of it is still in Africa. Do you see this? It's I've never seen anything like this before, frankly.
I did in a Tom Cruise movie. I think it was Mission Impossible, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It was a Mission Impossible. Coming into Dubai to blow things around, yeah. So anyway, it'll smother the storm systems now that are in the tropics, but it'll also leave a lot of dust on your car, the surfaces of whatever, you know, blows into Florida. It's Saharan dust in Florida. I just, how in the world does that happen? And is this a global warming thing? It's called, by the way, they've called it Godzilla. Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, the International Space Station is shooting pictures of it, and you can see those online at NASA.com if you want to look at this plume of dust. It's coming, a huge dust cloud coming across the Atlantic. It's 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. We were on the pandemic. I found this very interesting, ladies. The fact that vinyl records have sold so much more in the past year and a half than has been the case for decades. Why would that be? Why would there be a surge in sales for vinyl
records? Because record players are big. Yeah, records. Vinyl's back.
Really?
I'm the only person in our whole friend group that doesn't have a record player.
I got a couple. I'll give you one. I haven't really used one. I have one. Most of them are for...
But even, like, new artists, like, every album that Taylor Swift makes, she also puts out on vinyl.
Vinyl. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a...
So what's old is new again.
True.
So if you go into Jennifer's father's office at CRN out in Los Angeles, you can see the world's largest collection of...
A real live record player. And
yeah, right, exactly.
The world's largest collection of records, which I had to alphabetize when I was 12.
And then, well, but it's good to save all that stuff. I still have some of my vinyl records, and I have
honest
a record
to God,
player.
If I got it together and started selling them, it's worth a lot. I really should.
Yeah.
I just don't have any time.
Right. No, there's a big deal with very focus on this stuff. But most of the groups, now you said Taylor Swift is, are mostly, and how do the Virgin and Tower Records, are they back to having separate sections for vinyl records?
No, those stores are all gone. It's just independent record stores now.
Really? All right, buy your vinyl. It'll be worth money.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, time for a visit from our friend Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. His address, thepetshow.com. Every weekend, he thrills millions of people around the country with information and suggestions, help in pet therapy, and maybe more human. He's always... I love Warren's attitude. It's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault.
And on right, Doug.
It is, right, exactly. Okay, so here's a big problem on the East, and I don't know, East Coast, I don't know whether it is where you are or not. There's the expression ticking time bomb. There's a tick time bomb right now. I have been, my dog, covered with ticks. I'm covered with ticks. The entomologists say this could actually be one of the worst ever for ticks. So how do we know what to do? You know, if you look at the Weather Channel, they've referred to it as a real problem. Deer ticks. Mice carry ticks. Birds carry ticks. I have guinea hens on the farm. They eat 40 or 50 ticks a day. But last night when I came home, I had them in my hair, on my back, crawling up my leg. I picked three or four. I've got an all-natural sort of one of those collars on Daisy. It doesn't seem to make – it maybe makes a little difference, but I'm still picking ticks off of her. So what are you telling me? People have to be calling your show asking for advice.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Having been covered head to toe with ticks probably half of my life, what I try to do, especially, you know, years ago when I was doing a lot of training for search and rescue dogs, you go into the weeds and you go into the places where the ticks would be. Generally speaking, when I was working with dogs and ticks, I would always have like an old sweatshirt and I would cut it out so it would fit over my dog. So the dog was not hot, but covered, so the part of his body was adverse from getting attacked by ticks. And I would do the same thing for myself. And I would wear a long-sleeve shirt. I wouldn't wear shorts. Some of the police I was working with wear shorts and short-sleeve shirts, and they were covered with ticks. I had ticks on my shirt, and they were easy to get off. So it's one of those things. You know, it's like fleas. When the world comes to an end, ticks, fleas, and cockroaches are going to be here. We're going to have to deal with them. It's just the way it is.
We won't be dealing with them. We'll be gone.
Yeah, but the big mistake people make is when they try to remove a tick. Remember now, a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll try to remove the tick. You know, you hear the old stories about put a cigarette on it and it backs out, or put a match on it, it backs out. And what they do is they crush that pouch. That's where all the infection, that's where all the bad stuff is. If you don't get the tick out by its head and you accidentally squeeze that thing in the back, that's where the blood goes into the dog or human, and that's where you can really get sick. So if you don't know how to do it, ask your vet how to do it. You got to get it out by the head. There are special tools available on the market, but don't try to pull it out from that little thing in the back that you wear. You know, the bigger the tick gets, the more blood it's sucking. So you don't want to get that blood. You don't want to be exposed to it. Best thing to do is really, and this may sound crazy, but the best thing to do is during tick season is try to walk your dog in areas where there are a limited number of ticks or a limited number of bushes and other things that the ticks can get to.
I can't do that in my circumstance. Hopefully people can, but I...
But you can wear a long-sleeve shirt. You can wear a long-sleeve pants and get a nice light shirt for you
but
know.
They crawl up they crawl up the pant inside the one. I took my pants off. Yes, so there was a tick crawling up my pants after I'd been on
the secret. Do you know what a bungee cord is?
Take your pants off. What?
Do you know what a bungee cord is?
Of course.
I like to get small, tiny bungee things and put them around the ankles of your pants and around the sleeves of your shirt so the ticks can't get up and crawl up. That's what I do.
Really? That's very thoughtful, Juan. Okay.
I am amazing sometimes, aren't I?
All right. Here's a story of how therapy dogs have helped college students cope with stress during this past year. We've been talking a lot about why people are so crazy, so much rage around. I noticed that firefighters during the wildfire season in California have used therapy dogs. I'm sure you've seen that. There are people who are seniors using dogs for loneliness, that sort of thing. But there's this whole business about therapy dogs. Is this a separate business? Is this a new find? Is there a special breed that's a good therapy dog? What do you advise?
Therapy dogs can be any breed. The best therapy dogs in the world come from shelters. Once they know they're loved, they give back by making people feel good. But the thing to also take into consideration with therapy dogs is you need to understand that the true use of a therapy dog, PTSD, would be a great therapy dog. Individuals that have certain mental illnesses, great therapy dogs. I'm not a big fan of, I think stress is okay. I think anxiety. When I was going to college, I was stressed and anxious all the time. I had dogs, and maybe they calmed me down a little bit. I think stress and anxiety is a good thing. I don't think using dogs from that purpose is good. I think using dogs in situations like if there's an air crash and getting people to feel comfortable when they're waiting to find out if their loved ones are alive or dead, those are great therapy dogs. But therapy for taking a test in college, I don't know if I buy that. That's just me, dog. I think stress is good. It's okay to be anxious once in a while. You don't need to calm down all the time.
Well, but we coddle the people so much. You know, that's an interesting thought. We coddle so much to people, to ideas, youngsters and stuff, instead of kind of toughening them up for later in life, we spoil them. And that's an interesting,
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.